This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Nobel Prize for Economics today goes to Eugene Fama and Lars Peter Hansen of the University of Chicago and Robert Shiller of Yale. Their work is about predicting asset prices, houses, stocks, and so forth, not in 5 minutes or next week, but predicting them in the fullness of time. Here live is Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Good morning.
Hey, David.
So, Nancy, tell me about these three economists and their work.
Well, all three have focused on the behavior and efficiency of markets. Fama's work led to index funds, which just follow the market. And he found that stock pricing doesn't really work, but that prices will react together to current events, and you can get a pretty good idea of how the market will behave in the long run. Hansen developed a tool to test for market predictability, but Robert Shiller says markets are irrational. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist at IHS. He told me a little more about Shiller's theory.
Markets do overreact. There is a herd instinct, if you will, in markets, and they tend to move too far in one direction, too far in another. And of course, we saw that in the decade of the 2000s with U.S. house prices.
Indeed. So have Shiller's predictions of market irrationality tended to come true?
Well, certainly they have in the case of the housing market. He was one of the few economists who warned of a bubble in housing. Of course, everyone ignored him, expecting prices to go up forever. He also warned us about the tech bubble and crash, but again, he was mostly ignored. I don't know, David, maybe we'll pay attention to him next time now that he's won the Nobel Prize.
There's actually a long history of financial markets ignoring the warnings of our learned Nobel laureates. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you very much.